If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you're aiming for the stars full of ambition and drive, but then life happens. You miss a deadline, your big project doesn't quite go as planned, and suddenly you're questioning everything. Well, guess what? That's totally normal. But today, we're talking about something that can seriously level up your game. Setting realistic expectations. Because let's be honest, those sky-high goals can sometimes lead to disappointment and burnout. Imagine a marathon runner who sets their sights on breaking a world record on their first attempt. It's admirable, sure, but it might not exactly end in a celebratory finish line. We need a plan, baby. A solid roadmap that acknowledges where we are now and helps us progress step by step. So, what does it mean to set realistic expectations? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First off, know your limits. This isn't about being complacent, it's about understanding your current abilities and resources. Ever feel like you're trying to juggle 100 flaming torches at once? Yeah, me too. But sometimes, we gotta prioritize and realize that saying no to some things opens up space for the really important stuff. Secondly, break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't try to scale the whole thing in one go, right? You'd break it down into smaller, achievable sections with rest stops along the way. Same goes for your goals. Celebrate each milestone, keep that momentum going, and before you know it, you'll be reaching those summits. Thirdly, embrace the learning curve. It's okay to not have all the answers right away. Sometimes the most valuable lessons come from making mistakes, figuring things out, and adapting along the way. Remember, even the world's greatest athletes had their fair share of stumbles before they became champions. Next up, be kind to yourself. This is huge. We live in a culture that often pushes us to be perfect all the time, which can lead to serious pressure and self-criticism. But guess what? You're human. It's okay to have off days, to make mistakes, and to learn from them. Give yourself grace, celebrate your progress, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Finally, remember that flexibility is key. Life is constantly throwing curveballs, unexpected opportunities, challenges, detours along the way. The best thing we can do is stay adaptable, adjust our expectations when needed, and keep moving forward with a positive attitude. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's aiming to become a professional photographer. She's super talented, passionate about her craft, but she sets this unrealistic expectation of becoming famous overnight. She pours all her energy into chasing fleeting viral moments on social media, gets discouraged when things don't go viral instantly, and starts doubting her abilities. Sound familiar? But then Sarah realizes that her true joy lies in the process, in capturing beautiful moments, connecting with people through her art. She sets smaller, more realistic goals like building a strong portfolio, attending workshops, networking with other photographers. She focuses on honing her skills, learning from every shoot, and genuinely enjoying the journey. See? Setting those realistic expectations allows Sarah to focus on what truly matters. Her craft, her passion, and her growth. So, how can you apply this to your own life? Think about one area where you've been setting unrealistic expectations. Maybe it's work, relationships, personal goals. What are some smaller, more manageable steps you can take to make progress? How can you celebrate each milestone along the way and be kind to yourself throughout the process? Remember, folks, life is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about making steady progress, enjoying the journey, and embracing those realistic expectations that set us up for success and fulfillment. So go out there, crush it, and remember you got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of realistic inspiration. And don't hesitate to hit me up on social media with your thoughts. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep your mental fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.